American Life League slams Planned Parenthood for offering free abortions at DNC, Culture of Death. By Catherine Hamilton on August 19, 2024. Planned Parenthood is offering free vasectomies and abortions via its mobile health clinic during the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois, a combination the American Life League is calling a bloody wedding of intrinsic evil. Planned Parenthood has long been the driving force behind the culture of death, American Life League President Judy Brown said in a statement. The Democratic Party has been at the forefront of fueling the Planned Parenthood engine. Now that PP has chosen to provide free child killing at the DNC, the combination, or should we say bloody wedding, is complete. Let buyers beware lest they too become part of the national bloodbath. America is awash in the carnage. Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, PPGR, the Chicago Abortion Fund, and the Wiener's Circle will be providing free vasectomies and medication abortion at PPGR's mobile health clinic, PPGR announced in a post on X on August 14. According to the New York Times, the mobile health clinic will be set up blocks away from the DNC. By placing a Kill Your Baby Here bus outside the DNC, Planned Parenthood is telling us exactly who they are. They want more of our tax dollars to do what they do best. Abortions, American Life League National Director Katie Brown said. And they are making sure their buddies in the Democratic Party see their display in hopes that they will continue to receive a $1 billion bonus check from taxpayers, all for killing future taxpayers. American Life League Executive Vice President Hugh Brown added, Planned Parenthood and the Democratic Party hate children and despise life. Offering free medication abortions, emergency contraception, and vasectomies at the Democratic National Convention is an act of intrinsic evil and is rooted in a ferocious hatred for human life, especially babies. American Life League encourages people of all faiths to pray for the conversion of the hearts and minds of those entrenched and enslaved in the culture of death. And pray that the Lord allows humility, wisdom, and understanding for those lost souls perpetrating these atrocities, who need to be free from the bondage of sin and death. Vice President Kamala Harris and the Democrats have been advocating for abortion throughout pregnancy since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24, 2022, returning the issue to the states. In Harris's first campaign advertisement for president, she focused on abortion and transgenderism. Harris has also previously visited several states, such as Nevada and Florida, to advocate for abortion. In March, Harris became the first vice president in American history to visit an abortion clinic, flanked by her now running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D. Democrats such as former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Joe Biden have claimed that if elected president, former President Donald Trump would institute a national abortion ban. However, Trump has repeatedly clarified that he believes abortion laws should be left to individual states after the fall of Roe. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X at @thecot_Hamilton.